This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 13 for 18 May 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells an unbelievable story about how a patient experienced one amazing case of retracing. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more upper cervical testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you're an upper cervical doctor and you have a presence on the web, remember that content is king, and there is no better content than the testimonials of your patients. If you would like your own testimonial podcast for your website, please go to the Services tab at UpperCervicalDocs.com. Okay, it is time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and we're here with Dr. Hall to hear some, to hear a story of how upper cervical has changed a person's life. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello. A story usually turns into multiple stories.
Yeah, that's good. More bang for the buck.
So today we get to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is retracing. And for you viewers out there who have never heard of the word retracing as applied to upper cervical care, I know other alternative healing modalities out there talk about it. But when the atlas is locked out of position and it's created an irritation to the system, and the body over time, because of that irritation, is spiraled through a downward spiral or a loss of health. Obviously, there's certain parts of the body that malfunction, and symptoms and adaptation and so forth that happen over the years of being out of alignment. And when we correct someone, they will retrace or go back through each stage that they degenerated through as they go back towards health. And so it's not uncommon for patients to come in and pick up old conditions or symptoms they may have had 5 or 10 years ago, and it typically will only last temporarily a day, or I've seen it happen a week and a half sometimes for a period of time. And the other interesting thing that can happen is people have had broken bones, or I talked about this I think 2 weeks ago, surgeries where they've had a scar, they get corrected and that tissue will start to regenerate to a higher level as the body functions better. But tonight's story is the most amazing one I've ever heard. And there's another story of Dr. Truong in Los Angeles, who had a gal come in, and unfortunately she had a husband that wasn't so nice and physically abused her for quite some time, and the good thing is she got rid of him. But she came in for care. She had, I believe, was fibromyalgia and multiple problems going on, and Dr. Truong corrected her, and about 3 weeks into care she came in and she pulled her sleeve up and she says, "Dr. Truong, look at this." And she had basically a hand imprint on her upper arm that was a bruise that looked like someone grabbing her arm. And he says, "Oh my God, what happened?" She says, "Well, you know, you explain to me about this retracing thing, and this has to be that, because about 15 years ago my husband grabbed me so hard that I was left with a bruise for about 3 weeks, just exactly where this is, in the same place." And so the explanation for that is anytime tissue in the body, whether it's from a outside trauma or internal interference and a malfunction to the tissue, as you get that atlas corrected and the tissue starts to function better. In other words, the body was only able to heal up the tissue that was damaged to the level of health that the body had at that time. And Dr. Truong came in, corrected that atlas, increased the physiology in the body. Cells started functioning better. They went through and repaired to a higher level, and eventually the bruise went away. But that's a pretty fantastic story.
That is.
You, as a practitioner, you have that happen once. You'll even if you were doubtful of the retracing thing, you won't be after that.
Yeah. Whenever I would adjust a patient, I had this speech that I would give right when I was taking their post films. We would take post films with advanced orthogonal. And I would just go through the whole gamut of things they needed to look out for, things that they maybe wanted to take it easy on. And I always talked about retracing. I said, don't be concerned if old problems you thought you were done with show up again. It's just part of the healing process. But I got to tell you, if somebody would have come in with bruising from an incident 5 years previous, that...
I think it was 15. I may have that fact incorrect, but everything else stands. I think it was 15 years.
Any multiple of 365 days
yeah,
for bruising to show up again, that is just amazing. I've never heard of retracing to that degree. That's great.
Right. Yeah, cool.
Well, fantastic story. Can't wait till next week, Dr. Hall.
All right, Dr. Hamburg. Take it easy. Have a good evening.
You too. This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. For more testimonials, please go to upperscervicaldocs.com. Please subscribe to the podcast. Write reviews. As this podcast gets noticed, it helps Upper Cervical to get noticed. If you'd like to hear interviews with upper cervical doctors or prominent people in upper cervical, you can also get those at upperscervicaldocs.com. Please be sure to tune in next week for another great testimonial with Dr. Hall.